That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9 to Tana and Raven. If you are a grown man and you still think throwing snowballs in kids' faces at full speed is funny, that's all I need to know about you.
Let's talk about these kids first, all right? Mm-hmm. What do we know about these kids that got a snowball in the face? Because sometimes a kid might need one. Let's be real.
That's not nice.
Elf, your favorite movie. How many of those kids deserved one? Quite a few in Central Park, if you remember.
Sometimes they're like ice balls, and they hurt.
Well, that's true.
And it's true. One time I got a black eye by getting hit in the face with a snowball.
I know, and I apologize profusely.
And you didn't even mean it. You were giggling the whole time.
No, I didn't mean to throw it. That's what I said.
Uh-huh. Right.
A small piece of gravel that was in there.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that.
Ice.
What happened? Like, what, you witnessed this? Is this in your neighborhood?
It happens all the time.
Or was it your husband?
It's always my husband.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Right. And my husband loves throwing snowballs at kids. Like,
serve you right, kid.
Just rolls them in the tightest balls as he can. And then all of a sudden,
he's like a pitcher for the Yankees.
Right.
He winds up 4 feet from the kid's face. Nice.
That kid is three years old. Like, just trying to play.
He's a former athlete, too. So, I mean, there's some speed behind that.
He's got some muscle behind that. Right.
He's just building a snowman.
Good for him. If your plan is to free your vehicle, or your plan to free your vehicle from the iceberg that is now encased in on the road because you left it out during the parking ban, is to just, quote, let nature take its course. Yep. That's all I need to know about you.
So many people did that.
I mean, you're a grown man, all right? The road is only so thin.
Yeah.
Let's get that thing out of that iceberg, wouldn't you?
That's never going to melt, too. It's going to be like 12 degrees for
everything
the next eight
else
days.
Melted on the planet yesterday. It's still 8 inches thick around his vehicle.
Yeah. If you're a 30-year-old woman that got arrested for throwing a phone at her mother for not driving her to her yoga class, that's all I need to know about you.
Listen,
life is really hard. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
All right, I've got my pants on. I'm ready to go. I got my mat here under my arm. And, Mom, where is my driver?
Exactly.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. Did that happen anywhere around here? Where did it happen?
I wish. Yeah. I wish it did. Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Close enough.
They take their yoga very seriously.
Clearly. Yes, they do.
1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
My name's Brandon Walsh.
Brandon Walsh. Scotch or Irish?
Both. Actually, by way of Minnesota. Listen, what you did to those two Nimrods back there was great.
Yeah, well, I just don't believe in winning through intimidation. Plus, of course, I'm doing the intimidating.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, let's do lunch.
That is the first time Dylan McKay met Brandon Walsh on 90210. Sadly, Luke Perry passed away yesterday. He was 52 years old. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
It is sad. You know, I feel like I grew up with all those characters like so many of us did. 90210 was like a huge dramedy for younger people when it was out. And I loved it, man. I loved that show, even though he was like 75 when he was appearing on that show.
Well, I wouldn't say 75, but he was certainly one of the older cast members. Which brings us to, which Beverly Hills 90210 character are you?
Ooh, I'm the smart girl,
Andrea?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
She was also 72 years old.
All right, I'm going to ask you this quiz. Let's find out who you are.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
At West Beverly High, you'd most likely be ditching class to go shopping, smoking in the bathroom, talking smack in the cafeteria.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this one's a real toss-up, because if I was rich, I'd definitely want to spend mommy and daddy's money. But, you know, bathroom's a bad habit, but I would be talking smack in the lunchroom, I think.
Okay. What would you order at the Peach Pit? A chef salad? Oh,
mean.
Sorry. All right.
Mean.
Chicken strips? Apple pie a la mode, mega burger.
Mega burger.
Right. I mean, you say mean, like, and then I didn't know you were going to pick mega burger. Which 90s artist would you book at the Beach Pit after dark? This is important.
Oh, my gosh.
Lauryn Hill.
Uh-huh.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yep.
Boys to Men.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Or Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going Boys to Men.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. Baby making. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Which senior superlative would you want? Most friendly, best personality, most attractive.
Well, I want most attractive.
Right? All right.
I'm probably going to get none of them.
Right. Well, fair enough. Okay. And here's the last one that's important.
Okay.
Pick a 90s movie.
Oh, boy.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Clueless.
Okay.
Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Titanic.
This is not fair.
Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is a travesty.
Well,
what was the What, the Pulp Fiction? What was the third one again?
Clueless, Matrix, Friday.
Oh my gosh, Friday. I'm going with Friday.
All right.
It was really painful, though. I mean, Matrix, I based my life on that first movie. And then the second and third ones were really terrible. So I had to change my life after that. Pulp Fiction, I did not base any of my life on that.
You'll never believe what 90210 character you are.
Who am I? Is it Andrea?
No, it's Steve Sanders.
Oh, no.
Ian Ziering.
I knew that the defining thing was the mega burger and being in the calf talking trash. I should have said smoking in the bathroom.
Remember when Ian Ziering came to the studio trying to sell us lotion?
He tried to sell you lotion. That was before my time.
Oh, it's true. That happened for real. Ian Ziering sells lotion here locally, and he came to the studio to sell us lotion.
Well, I wish that you still had boxes of it at home and we could give it out right now.
But I know. We
sadly,
don't have any.
We don't.
No. Okay. If you want to take this quiz yourself, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna on Raven.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Krista and Brian joining us together this morning. Krista, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, he's actually been out of work for about a year now. It's been really tough. Things are really tight. I've been working my retail job pretty late, logging in extra hours and stuff. And my husband recently got an offer, a new job, but it's a city job. He doesn't want to take it. He wants to hold out, and we've got a family to support. So I'm stressed out. I'm struggling. I don't want him to be unhappy, but, you know, things are really, really tight.
Brian, why wouldn't you take a job if it's being offered to you? You've been struggling.
I don't feel like really settling. I went to school to do something that I love, that I was doing in advertising, and I have a lot to offer there, and I could make a lot more money if I end up with that. And I feel like it's worth, for my own sanity and my family's well-being, hold out for something better. I mean, eventually it's not going to work. I do have to get to work, but I just don't feel like I should have to do something that I don't want to do, that I'm overqualified for.
You guys mentioned kids. Charlie, I'm sure that you are home running the household, taking care of that. You're not just bumming around, right?
Yeah, I'm not sitting on the couch, and I'm busy with the kids, and I'm not completely useless, as she sort of suggests.
I don't think that she's suggesting that, but I mean, for financial realities being is at some point you're going to have to go back to work. There has to be a line as to how long you press out for happiness, right?
Why wouldn't you just take this job and continue looking for something else?
If I'm off the market, like if I go commit to this job, I can't just bail on them in a month.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they can't do that, but I mean, I feel like you have to do what you have to do.
Well, you know what? Let's ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Brian, that if this is a job you have zero interest in doing, it's not what you're specializing in, it's not what you want to do, then why take it? But they may see Krista's point, too, that, listen, you need to have another source of income coming in. She's struggling, and that money is dwindling, and it's time for you to figure something out while you continue to look. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
I will agree to it, yes.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Brian had lost his job about a year ago, and he's been looking for a new job ever since. He has been offered a city job, and he says, honestly, it's beneath him. He doesn't want to take it. His wife is like, I'm pulling doubles. Mm. Things are starting to get tight. You just need to get this job and get back to work.
Resentment in a relationship is a big thing, obviously, and you have to take into account somebody's feelings. But he also needs to look at the fact that, what are they saving on childcare? What is this job going to pay him? What's that going to look like? Will it hurt his future prospects?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. Because they're giving him an offer of a job. He should just take it. It's not easy, only her being the one working, you know? She has to take it. He has to get off the phone and start working now. That's ridiculous. There's no excuse for that.
I mean, I can understand if it had been a month or two, but a year without employment where she's pulling doubles and they're trying to make ends meet and things are starting to get a little bit really difficult, why wouldn't you want to help your family?
I mean, obviously you want to take a situation that actually makes sense, but there has to come a point where you're at a threshold moment. I mean, you have to do it.
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Brian lost his job about a year ago. He's been looking for a new job ever since. The problem is he's been offered a city job, which he kind of thinks is beneath him. His wife is like, you got to just take it. We need the money.
Yeah, I don't know the exact parameters of what job she's working. It sounds like she's pulling a lot of overtime in retail after that. City jobs, you know, say what you will. He might not love this job, but you know the benefits are going to be good.
Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm good. Listen, you know, he should take the job. I mean, he thinks it's below him and it's too easy. He should look at it as a paid vacation, feed the kids, keep the wife happy, save the marriage.
You never know what situation arises from one situation. So, spoiler alert, last night on Shameless, Fiona takes a terrible job, Anna, but then something wonderful happens at the end.
What? She gets a different job?
I can't tell you. The season finale is next week. People would be angry.
Okay.
I think she just gets money and she leaves.
All right. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The wife. I think you should take the job and continue to look.
You know, that's another thing, too. Thank you for the call. When you get that job, don't stop. It is a lot when you first get back to work, when you've been out of work a long time.
Yeah.
And you're tired. And just getting back in the mode of working an eight-hour day, that it's like takes the wind out of your sails, but you can't stop.
It's really hard, though. I have to be honest and play devil's advocate like I always do. Sometimes you fall into that rut where you just become complacent with where you are. And if that job all of a sudden is making ends meet and it's not what he wants to do, he can get stuck there for a long time, too. That's
a
real thing.
In sadness.
I mean, that's real. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The wife. You got to worry about your family. I worked for the sheriff's department. I was making good money, but then when I opened up working for the school system in the city of Richmond for a municipality, I took it. So now I got a pension plan. I invest 3 years of a retirement. You know, you got to worry about your family, especially if you got kids.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
This is like when I wanted to be an actress. Remember, I was an extra on Law & Order all those times? And finally, my husband was like, you know what? You should probably... Yeah. You should probably get a real job. And I went and became a teacher. And that's, look where I am now.
I mean, I don't see the total correlation. He had a real job, then he got a better job, it sounds like. But
I wanted to be an actress.
Oh.
And I had to give up on my dream.
Good.
And become a teacher.
To be an adult.
And now I just host a morning show, and none of it makes sense.
You had a different dream when I got here, too, and you've given up on that.
I've
since
given up
met
on a lot of dreams. Just give up on your dreams.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Krista, our audience agreed with you. Brian, there is no reason why you can't take this job in the meantime and keep looking for something else and just get some source of income coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of a point I can't... I mean, it's city jobs do have good benefits, I guess. I don't have much of an argument for it. I just don't want to do it.
We know.
That's understandable. But, I mean, you may find yourself in a situation that's more pleasant than you think. I mean, the other thing to weigh out, too, is obviously if you're going back to take a job that you're not thrilled about, how much money is it truly going to make you after taxes versus, you know, what you'll have to spend now on childcare and stuff like that? Because, you know, paying for cable is important, but it's not the most important thing.
Good point.
Thanks for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it ever okay for a guy to ask another guy what kind of cologne he's wearing? Let me just like this. Hey, what's that you're wearing? Like, you smell fantastic.
Oh.
Is that ever okay?
Oh, wow.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I think it depends on the situation you're in.
All right.
And if they're a stranger, if you know them. Or,
okay. Let me paint a picture for you, right? It's Sunday. I'm at the bank at the grocery store, and there's a line behind me, but it's just me and this individual, Brian. Brian, you smell fantastic.
Do you know Brian?
Don't know Brian. Never seen Brian before.
How do you know his name?
I mean, well, he's wearing a name tag. He works there at the bank.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and it's you know, while it's not private area, you know, you've only got those little raised areas in between each person that's only up to your elbow.
No.
Still, you feel like it's one-on-one time.
You can't, absolutely cannot ask the bank teller at the bank whether what they smell like.
No.
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. Well, I was just wondering because Brian smelled fantastic and it stuck with me for a couple days. My wife has always given me junk lately saying that I don't wear cologne anymore.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
Well, I used to have like, you know, all sorts of cologne, all sorts of different kinds.
That was the thing.
I just don't wear it anymore at this point.
Yeah. You know who does wear it? Producer Chris. You ever go to that production studio? It smells like I don't know what.
That or
smells
used
like
food.
Yeah.
But he smelled so good, and I honestly felt like asking for a moment because I was like, wow, that is a cologne that I would throw on.
No, you
I have
you
not
can't.
Done that in forever.
I don't think you can ask a bank teller what kind of cologne because they're going to think you're creepy and you're trying to hit on them, and you're not.
Do you ever think there's a scenario that you can?
Give me some scenarios.
If I give you a couple different examples, you think you can tell me whether or not it would be cool if I go ahead and ask a guy there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Locker room at your gym or country club. Hey, man. What kind of cologne are you wearing?
Wait, are you dressed or are you just wrapped in a towel?
It's a locker room, Anna. We don't describe things that go on in the locker room. It's a locker room.
No, I think if you're not fully clothed, you have to refrain from asking that.
Okay. Crowded gas station line. You're standing in line at Cumbie's. You got your soda there, all right? Everybody's waiting to pay for their gas, hard. Maybe pick up some smokes, whatever it is that they're doing there, getting their lotto tickets.
No, you're the creep.
Hey, man, what kind of cologne is that you're wearing?
No, then you become the creep.
Creep again.
Yeah, creep again. Can't do it there either.
Uber ride across town, just you and the driver.
I think the Uber driver, you could ask them anything. You could ask them anything about your life, about advice, what kind of cologne they're wearing.
All right.
You know, yeah, that's
here's
fine.
Here's a good one. Wife's corporate holiday party. Just some dude you never met.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Best friend in a private moment, away from witnesses and with cell phones collected prior.
Yeah, that's fine.
That feels like the safest.
That seems good.
Good, we found a happy place.
Yeah.
Brian, you smell fantastic.
Weird.
Congratulations on your success.
Oh, good.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Bella, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Bella.
All right. Bella, here's how it works. Raven is walking outside the studio. Once that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Number 1, this educational children's D series debuted on PBS in 1969 with animation and puppetry.
I don't know.
Okay. Number 2, Leaving Neverland is causing a ton of controversy about Michael Jackson. What network is airing it?
ABC.
Number 3, Colton jumped over this, The Bachelor, and viewers have been waiting all season for it.
I have no clue.
Oh my gosh, Bella. Number 4, this American Idol winner is returning to host the Billboard Music Awards again this year.
Kelly Clarkson.
Number 5, this ABC series, Just Be ER, is the longest running medical drama on TV. What is it?
Grey's Anatomy.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
How'd you do?
Bella only got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, good, because I was exposed today, you said. Let's see how I did.
Okay, number 1. This educational children's TV series debuted on PBS in 1969 and with animation and puppetry.
What year?
1969.
I mean, I'll just take a shot at the longest running show that I know for kids is Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is correct.
Woo! Sesame Street's on HBO? Because that struck me as weird.
PBS, I said.
No, but are they on HBO now? They were on HBO for a while. They got off PBS, believe it or not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
It's crazy. They were on HBO.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. Bella's still leading you 2-1. Number 2, Leaving Neverland is causing a ton of controversy about Michael Jackson. What network is airing it?
HBO.
HBO is correct.
Speaking of HBO.
Yeah. You guys are tied at 2.
Despite a $100 million lawsuit.
Yeah. Number 3, Colton jumped over this on The Bachelor, and viewers have been waiting all season for it.
Jumped over this on The Bachelor. I'm going to guess that he jumped over a shark.
He did not jump over a shark.
Is it a broom?
No, it's not a broom.
What is it?
It was a wall or a fence. I would have accepted either of those.
I mean, he just jumped over a wall or a fence.
Trying to escape.
Why were people waiting?
What? No, he jumped over to escape The Bachelor because he was so upset. They've been teasing that since the first trailer for the show.
No, I should have been paying closer attention.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you guys are still tied at 2. Number 4, this American Idol winner is returning to host the Billboard Music Awards again this year.
Oh, who's done it? I'm going to guess Carrie Underwood. Didn't she host something last year?
No, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, it had to be one or the other.
You guys are still tied at 2. This ABC series, Just Be ER, is the longest running medical drama on TV. What is it?
You know I got you on that one. Grey's Anatomy.
You're
right. Today was tricky, though.
Yeah. You know what, Bella? Raven beat you 3-2 today, and I'm sure there's a lot of people sitting in the car right now shaking their fists at you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. There's a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I'm Bella from Nogatuck, and I couldn't be Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Make sure you keep listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley, because I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. 32% of adults have gone on a date with someone they met at a grocery store.
What? I thought the grocery store was dead, man.
No, actually, the grocery store rivaled bars as one of the top places to meet somebody. So we figured we would help you out, and we would give you some pickup lines.
grocery store pickup lines with Anna and Raven, Stone and 9.9.
That's right. We're going to go over some best pickup lines to use at the grocery store.
It can be hard to meet people, man. So yeah. If you have an advantage with a clever line that kind of opens the door, it definitely can put you at ease.
Maybe if you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give that like a 6 because it sounds creepy. If somebody compared you to an apple, I'd be like, stop looking at me,
weirdo.
No, you're
a fine apple, like yeah. A pineapple.
Fine apple?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought he was saying like I was shaped like an apple.
No.
Somewhat accurate
no,
you're, right now.
You're a fine apple, like a pineapple. You see what I'm saying?
No, it's too confusing. I actually just lowered my grade that to a 3.
I mean, it wasn't his fault. You were confused.
I don't know. Your pickup line should not be confusing.
All right, so it's a 3?
Yeah.
On a scale of 10 is what we're going with?
Yep.
Because nobody can figure out what a scale of 5 actually means.
No, scale of 10.
Here we go. Next one.
Boy, I'm guessing you've already been by the bakery today because them buns is hot.
Yeah!
Wow.
Oh, you funny. You funny, girl.
You like that one?
Yeah, I give that one a solid 8.
Like that.
Right?
Very high.
The funny thing is seeing Anna's reaction. Anna believes that that girl just said that to her. Right? She's in the grocery store.
Thank you so much.
You put yourself right in the shoes of that. You were like, oh, look at this. You don't get a little attention. All right, here we go. Here's another one.
I'm not a piece of meat, but I'm very rare and tender.
Oh. It's emotionally revealing.
It's creepy.
Could it be you just don't like this guy?
I'm very rare and tender. Would you like to go out with me? No. No, I would not.
It's like
sir.
A nice, gentlemanly way to ask for a date, actually.
Oh, is it?
I don't know about that.
All right, here we go.
Two.
Try this one on.
Your eyes say no, but your ramen noodles saying you're willing to settle.
Right? I mean, this guy's creative. He's witty.
Oh, my God. Did you say you're ready to settle?
You're willing to.
Willing to settle.
You're eating ramen noodles.
I mean,
for your meals, then you are clearly already settling.
That is offensive, I feel. On a scale of 1 to 10, that dude gets a negative 4.
This is not going well. I thought you would have liked this guy. All right, here we go.
I hope this isn't the last time we walk down the aisle together.
No, I'll give you that one. Oh, that one's good. Creepy. Somebody's all of a sudden tailing you or walking next to you on the down the aisle with their grocery cart, which, by the way, is the weirdest thing ever.
Right.
It's almost as bad as driving next to each other on the road.
It is strange when you keep running into the same person right. When you're grocery shopping in different aisles. You're like, oh, you don't know if you should give like the half smile. Like, hey, let me see you again.
I think of you trying to beat this guy off with an Italian loaf after right. He's already called you a fine apple.
Right.
You haven't picked up on any of his advances whatsoever.
No. If you say I hope this isn't the last time we walk down the aisle together. I mean, I'm literally going to be like, sir, do not talk to me anymore.
Right. That's a good way to get maced.
Let me give you one more here.
Mm. You can have the last bag of chips if I can bag your number.
Now that's creepier than all the rest. That is creepier than all the rest.
I mean, I give that one better than walking down the aisle together.
You love meatheads.
Why do you assume that guy's a meathead?
Oh, that dude's a meathead.
Oh, he is?
Put right. Some intellect in that pickup line, all right? He's just like, let me bag that number. When you ever use the word bag into dating, it's not good.
Not good.
Not a good look.
No. I think we can come up with some more grocery store pickup lines.
If you give me a couple minutes, I feel like I can do better.
All right. Scale 1 to 10. It's coming up next right here on Star. According to a new survey, 32% of people actually met somebody they went out on a first date with at the grocery store.
Nice.
Grocery store pickup lines with Anna and Raven. Stone and 9.9.
That's right. We're going to help you out by giving you some grocery store pickup lines that you can use when you're out there. Raven has come up with some. I will grade them on a scale of 1 to 10.
It's obviously a place for romance to happen, Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
But it always helps when you've got a leg up, right? Mm-hmm. Something that will come across as clever that will really reach into somebody's heart.
Okay.
How about this one here? Funny meeting you here in front of the butcher. Is that nice?
Say it again.
Funny meeting you here. Meeting you here.
No.
Like we're both here for meat.
No.
And you came for meat and I came for meat. And
no.
Now we're both meeting here.
No.
And I said funny you meet.
No.
Meet.
And then you're going to moo? You're going to moo at her? No grown man should ever moo at a woman.
I didn't moo at her. I was mooing for myself.
Okay.
Try telling her that.
It's primal.
All right,
that one didn't work.
I'm going to give you a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, fine. We go to the fresh pasta area here.
Okay, fresh pasta.
Can you imagine the possibilities if we got together?
That's pretty good.
That one tickled you.
That one's a solid 4. I still would never go out with you if you said that. But... at least I would giggle a little bit inside and then text all my friends immediately. But guess
right, what a
idiot.
Tool.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, what a tool. Wow, and it really tried to appeal to your Italian side on that one.
Right.
Didn't work. All right, here we go. Here we go. This one might be a little bit too forward, but is that a banana in your cart? Or are you just happy to see me? Or are you in need of a good source of potassium?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean... I think that one, you get like a warrant for your arrest. Right. You say that to somebody. That's
enough.
A restraining order. I don't know what you should never say that.
You get escorted out of the grocery store.
Right.
My grandmother was big on potassium. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, you're going to follow that up with your grandmother?
That didn't help?
No.
All right, here we go. This one I feel really, really good about, okay? So I really want you to hear this one. Take the time to hear this one. Hey, baby bok choy, looking mighty good in that elastic.
Elastic?
Yeah, baby bok choy is always wrapped in an elastic.
Your pickup lines are too complicated.
I mean, but baby bok choy just sounds sexy.
Baby bok choy, it does. I mean, I'll
right?
see that.
It's a sexy sounding veggie.
It is
alluring
true.
Nickname.
Yeah,
right?
And it's like, it's very trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby bok choy.
Right?
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying? When you say, and you said, the way you said it, it had a cadence to it.
Right, yeah,
baby bok choy, the way you said it, like, yeah.
Baby bok choy, baby bok choy.
Right, just try it out. Just try it out. Hey, baby bok choy, looking mighty good in that elastic. Try it out yourself.
Hey, baby bok choy, looking pretty good in that elastic.
That would work on me.
Yeah.
I have one more.
Okay, okay.
You're at the deli counter. You ask for it sliced normal. You've also got a half pound of tavern ham on the way.
Okay.
You look over at the display. There's a lovely lady standing next to it. And you say to yourself, not to be cheesy, but you're looking really Gouda.
Wow.
I mean, that one's got to be victory, right?
I'll give that one a 7.
Thank you.
That's a 7. That's good.
Love is in the air.
I mean, I would never use any of these and be picked up, but I think that that one at least has got some, you know.
It's got potential.
It's got legs. It might be able to make it, you know. Got to get through our Tuesday and help you out. We're going to give you some Tuesday tips. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Is this like quotes or inspirational phrases or something like that, but just character limited?
Yeah, just advice. We're going to give you advice. 4 words or less, because we got to keep things bright and tight around here. You know how it goes?
Example. Don't eat yellow snow, right?
Don't eat yellow snow. That works, yeah.
Perfect.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
4 words. See what I did there? I did that.
I have one.
It wasn't original. I didn't write that one, by the way.
Spoiled milk gives diarrhea.
Oh,
I've learned that.
That is smart.
Yeah.
Right.
Really. Spoiled milk gives diarrhea.
Good.
Right? That'll get you through your Tuesday.
Here you go.
What?
It's
more
visual.
You know.
Right.
I just expected it to be less visual.
All right.
You know, here in the morning. Yeah, I did. Always bet on black. Wesley Snipes, passenger 57. He says that, and then he kicks a guy right out the airplane door.
Oh.
That guy was a terrorist, so nobody feels bad for that guy getting kicked in the face.
That's true. Always bet on black.
Right, which you also go with when we
I
play
do.
The rut.
Yeah,
like
I do.
That?
I play black. Yep.
Except you play the bread basket, too, and you never leave it unguarded. There's a whole set of rules, but we'll get to that later.
Yep.
This is if you're having a bad day. Pet dogs more often.
That's a good
always
one.
Puts you in a good mood.
That is a good one.
There you go.
I don't really like to pet strangers' dogs.
Christian is really, he's in tune to people's, he wants a positive emotion.
Right.
Okay.
He's the only person I ever know that's ever gotten in trouble at work for leaving positive messages unsolicited in different areas.
That's a true fact.
It's a real thing.
It was also creepy. It's a real thing. Honest.
Hey. By the way, don't pet strangers' dogs.
Yeah. All right?
Always
ask. They're likely to bite.
Right.
It's true.
Right. Right? They could bite, and then whose fault is it going to be?
Here's another 4-word tip for you. Don't throw the cheese. If you haven't heard about this yet, there's this viral sensation, and the grocery stores are reporting that everybody's buying the cheese because parents are throwing slices of cheese at their kids and then posting it online.
It's hysterical.
Stop throwing cheese
I'm
at your kids.
I'm confused. What is the...
They take a slice of cheese.
I mean, I understand the act of throwing a piece of cheese.
They throw it at their baby.
Yeah.
They take the video.
A baby?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All ages.
Okay.
And then they post it online, and then it gets a million likes and shares, and everybody laughs.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like, what...
Because the kid's like...
What's the correlation?
The kid's like, I just got hit in the face with cheese.
Kid's just shocked when he gets hit by a slice of cheese.
Don't throw the cheese. It's not nice.
All right.
Yeah.
gotta go. Also, Wesley Snipes, passenger 57, punches a dude in the face, and that dude falls out a window.
Gotta go.
Wow.
They're not all Wesley Snipes. Don't
I was
going to
say,
not all.
You're 2 for 2 on Wesley
but when
Snipes.
When I got started thinking about greatest quotes in four words or less, Wesley Snipes just came right to mind.
But it's 4-word tips. That's not a tip.
Gotta go.
All right.
He told that dude he had to go, and then he sucked him in the mouth, and he went.
Okay.
That's a tip.
So this one is for doing something potentially risky.
Yeah.
When in doubt, don't. If you think you're going to get in trouble,
stay at home. Just don't do it. Be afraid the rest of your life. Do nothing.
I would argue that tip. I would say that that's not a good tip because you only live once.
Oh! Whoa! I see what you did.
Look what I did.
Amazing. You got deep on me, yo. Yo, you got mad deep.
I'm telling you.
Do it. Say it again.
Yeah. You only live once.
Hashtag!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think when it comes to four-word tips, this has got to be probably the most important one of all time. It goes along with you only live once.
What's that?
Too legit to quit. I mean, be too legit to quit. You're not going to quit.
I mean, I had one that was original after that, but I feel like Wesley Snipes has said enough for all of us.
Yeah.